by the way, Golden Dong Award this morning to John Bon Jovi, who saved a woman's life yesterday. She was on a bridge thinking about jumping.
A bridge we took in Nashville. I walked that thing every day.
Was that near our hotel when we were there for the golf tournament?
It was the bridge that right at the end of Broadway, it takes you right to the Nissan Stadium.
I was going to say, going over toward the stadium.
Yep.
That same bridge. And John Bon Jovi filming a video and saw her about to jump and talked her down. So, Golden Dong Award.
Right.
If you could have your friend paint a penis for John Bon Jovi, we will send it in his direction, Courtney.
I'll get her right on that. Okay.
And by the way, speaking of giant erected statues,
yes.
Did you see what Zuckerberg got?
No.
He bought his wife a 7-foot-tall statue of herself.
Oh, wow.
Really?
Yeah, some like bronze massive statue.
To put at like the crib or something?
Yeah, I mean, right. Hey, God love them.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it is amazing. Even if you're worth $200 billion, you could still be henpecked.
No, I heard his wife had sent him out to get flowers and came back with potted hydrangeas, and it was a real issue.
Mm-hmm.
I still have to get to my lead.
Yeah, you do.
Dessert lead.
Mm.
A little late.
Mm.
But we were interrupted by the great Bill O'Brien this morning talking about Boston College football. So my lead, a quick follow-up on a lively discussion that occurred on this show Tuesday with Wiggy and the great Ty Law, because it was a Ty Tuesday. And that discussion was on Tyreek Hill and what happened pregame on Sunday when he was pulled over by the Miami-Dade police officers and then put in handcuffs and didn't refuse to roll his window down and didn't want them knocking on his window. And so yesterday, Tyreek Hill was asked about it, and I got to give him some credit because this is what he said.
Yes, I will say I could have been better. You know, I could have let down my window, you know, in that instant. But the thing about me is, man, I don't want attention. I don't want to be like cameras out, phones on you, you know, in that moment. But at the end of the day, you know, I'm human. I gotta follow rules. I gotta do what, you know, everyone else would do.
Now, does that give them the right to literally beat the dog out of me? Absolutely not. But at the end of the day, I wish I could go back and, you know, do things a bit differently.
Okay.
Yeah. All right.
That is good.
Right. Owning it up.
Yep. All right.
You know.
How do you feel about that?
I mean, I said it from day one, from Jump Street, like, you know, just comply. Even if you feel like they're harassing you or whatever, like, do things that to try your best, I know, to de-escalate it, but sometimes you let the emotions get the best of you. And he admits that, you know, and I think that's the biggest thing.
And
so
you take him at his word? Like, you think he's being transparent there?
Well, I mean, the only thing I could do is see if he gets in another situation, and then if he actually does it, you know.
Yeah. I mean, I will say right after that, Chime, he said that he would like some sort of a repercussion for the police officer.
He got to go, man, because in that instant right there, like, not only did he treat me bad, you know what I'm saying, he also treated my teammates with, you know, disrespect. You know, he had some crazy words towards them, and they ain't even do nothing. Like, what did they do to you? They just walking on the sidewalk. I don't know, bro. Like, he got to go, man.
You know what I find to be fascinating?
Yes.
Tyreek Hill doesn't think people should get second chances. What an a-hole. Honest to God. Could you imagine lecturing police after you pled guilty to strangling your pregnant girlfriend?
And don't forget about what you did to your 3-year-old.
Yep.
He's not wrong about the cause, wrong person to be mentioning it.
Yeah, I would say that, you know, if I'm him, you know, obviously because everybody's going to bring up your history, I would just say, hopefully this guy can, you know, do things better moving forward.
Yeah.
I don't know. You know, I never want to call for somebody's job because who the hell knows what's going on? Unless this is like a pattern of behavior for the dude. But you just got to think, like, damn, if he's doing it to Tyreek Hill and these guys getting filmed, can you imagine what he'd be like if you're just a regular, you know, Joe,
right,
and you're not getting filmed?
But
he must be like real RoboCop.
But Curtis is right. He's been afforded several chances by the NFL.
Yeah.
And he doesn't want this police officer to get a second chance.
Yeah, I, you know me. I never say, you know, fire a guy for, unless it's crazy. I think what he did is kind of crazy, but I would say put him on paid leave. And, you know, as long as he doesn't have a pattern of behavior of doing this, you know what I mean?
Right, so, like Tyreek Hill's pattern of behavior.
Yep.
Yeah, I also think he's a 25-year vet. So if he has a lot of knocks against him for doing things like this, then there's reason for concern. But if this is a one-time thing, it's just crazy to me because it does seem like they knew it was Tyreek Hill, so they knew that this was going to grab a lot of attention.
Right, right.
This is Dave from Connecticut. Hello, Dave.
Hey, how's it going, everybody?
What's up,
Hey, Dave? I called yesterday, you know, from the cop perspective, and you know, I did watch the video a little bit more in detail after I called it, and I got to explain to Woogie he was right in the fact that it could have been de-escalated basically by the tone of voice and what you say and how you say it to people. And, you know, I think the cop was wrong in putting him to the ground. That wasn't necessary.
Ooh.
I mean, get him out of the car and talk to him and say, you know, we had a, you know, let's just get this thing done. And you can be on your way.
Oh,
and there's a lot of things you can do to de-escalate. And Wiggy, you were right.
This is progress.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
so Dave was very passionate when he called.
Which he should be as law enforcement.
Talk to you and Ty.
Right.
And this is progress. Like, this is essentially breaking bread.
That is what.
And I do love. And I do love. Yeah, I do love
Tyreek,
bread.
Tyreek's statement was from the heart. You could tell he meant it. And I think that means a lot. And I think, you know, like you said, Wiggy, if the guy doesn't have a history, if you have a history doing that, then maybe it's time to find another profession. But if he doesn't, you give him a couple of days off, say, listen, we all learned our lesson. Let's move on.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I look at it.
I love it.
There you go.
Nothing I like more than breaking bread and then dipping it in soup.
Ooh.
Although, seems like soup is on the decline in America.
Is it?
Ooh.
Yeah.
I love French onion.
This is so frustrating to me. The Campbell's Soup Company, brand change. They're no longer including soup in Campbell's.
What the hell do they sell?
Yeah.
They're going to sell other things because people don't think soup is healthy anymore.
Hot liquids are useless.
Oh God.
What?
Yeah, hot liquids are useless.
What?
They warm you up. Please, they make you feel nice.
Like hot coffee, useless.
Please expand on that.
Hot coffee, useless. Hot cocoa, useless. Soup, useless.
Excuse me, cold day, winter. How do you warm up?
Make a chili. Make something with substance. What do we do? I don't want to drink my dinner. What are we doing?
If you're sick and your throat hurts, there's nothing better.
Get a cough drop.
What?
I love French onion soup. That's got a thickness to it. Not like a chili thickness.
The soup part isn't thick. The cheese and the bread are.
Right. Oh, yeah. I hold the soup.
But
I draw the line.
Mushroom soup.
Yeah.
I draw the line at chowder. Chowder is thick enough that it's good, but anything beyond chowder closer to soup, I'm out.
Yeah.
I'm out.
Rebrand.
Hot liquids are dumb.
Like a shocking rebrand by the iconic Campbell Soup Company. After 155 years removing soup from the brand.
Greg, I am not a brand manager, but might just have a quick idea for them before they cancel the entire soup division.
Yes.
Maybe if you don't want people to think soup is bad for you, you don't call it chunky.
But chunky soup is good.
Right, I know. But maybe if you, instead of removing the entire soup division, you take out chunky and you say Campbell's yummy soup.
Oh.
They are, you know what they're choosing over soup? The Pepperidge Farm goldfish. They own the Pepperidge Farm goldfish.
That's a good pivot.
Well, yeah,
that's a good pivot.
That is important.
They own the Cape Cod chips.
All right.
Good pivot.
Like that.
And Snyder's of Hanover, the pretzels, and
great
they
pivot.
Saw 13 Americans are reaching for snacks over soup. 13% rise when it comes to the snacky things. 3% in soup.
Can I ask an honest question?
Yes.
Is there a single soul in this room that wouldn't choose any of those three snacks over a soup?
If I'm sick,
I would not.
I would not.
Oh I would God. Not. If I had a tomato bisque with a dollop of sour cream and some bread with cheese on it to dip in it, I'm all over that all day long and night.
Sometimes
I'll take the goldfish. Thanks.
Sometimes I struggle over appetizers because I see a French onion soup.
Well, you can still order it.
No, but then it's like, because when I get a French onion soup, I want to consume
you
the whole thing.
You should get the appetizer and then dip it in the French onion soup.
Yes.
Put a little bruschetta with that.
So how does Shime feel?
He hates hot liquids.
Well, here's
a weirdo.
They're useless.
Take.
Here's a hot liquid, because soup is kind of like this. When you think, especially Campbell's Chunky Soup, what they put the beef in there and the potatoes. How do you feel about gumbo?
I'm not a gumbo person. Well,
gumbo is thick enough that it's fine. It's good.
Okay.
And like, so
that's like
and
a kind of soup thing where they just add things to it.
But you
and
like, don't like gumbo, right?
No, I don't.
It's seafood.
No, but you don't have to have.
Oh, you can make it without it.
Yeah, you can make it without, but I'm just asking because it's just like a soup. Like when you get a chunky soup, usually they put beef, potatoes, vegetables in there, you know. So it's kind of got that, you know, like that chunkiness to it. And that's why it's called chunky soup.
Can I just say, underrated beef barley soup. Very good.
Never had that.
Really?
I love it. And I would say
he's right. The cream of anything is my go-to. The cream of mushroom, the tomato bisque cream, the cream of anything.
Cream of mushroom is such an underrated soup.
Cream of chicken is to die for if it's done correctly.
And I would say the Cape Cod, whoever came up with the 40% less fat Cape Cod chip, it's so dumb. Because it's still bad for you, but you eat it thinking it's light.
Right. Well, you know, here's what we need to do, because you just gave me the chills, and I haven't had this soup in forever, and my grandmother used to make it. You know my boy Bula at Sons of Sicily? Right. We need to get Mama Bula in here to make the wedding soup, the bastini with the meatballs in it.
Oh, yeah.
Have you ever had that?
No, I've never had it.
Oh, with the meatballs?
Nope, never had it.
As long as you thicken it up with the Parmesan, I'm okay with it.
And they put the little celery in there. That is, I would like to see what Shime thought about that.
Well, I'm announcing it now for America. New moonshot for this show, saving soup.
I'm with you.
How's the Dunkin' and Stowe going?
We're
good point.
We failed on that one. We didn't make it to the moon on that, but the next one is to save soup.
I think Reiner sabotaged you.
He probably did. All right.
No soup for you, Shot.
We are going to get to Courtney and to today's news coming up next.